Rosella Petrelese was born in Naples, Italy on Holy Saturday, the 1st of April 1972, to Domenico Petrelese and Lucia Baserto. From as early as her birth, the complications began. She was baptized only a month later at a home in Naples because of her very poor health. Already at 1 month of life, she has very serious asthmatic bronchopneumonia, which will be followed by others, and so little Rosella begins the cavalry of medical examinations. The real problem, however, was discovered in 1975 when her mother took her for checkups, where the diagnosis of a couple of illnesses was made. Let's not forget that Rosella also suffered from trigeminal neuralgia, which involves severe pain in the head, and these were the illnesses that she would have to live with for the rest of her life. Her education wasn't the same as that of many other children. Kindergarten and elementary school were filled with great difficulties since Rosella could not move about like everyone else because of her illnesses. Even her classmates weren't always attentive to her limitations. They weren't caring at all. And it was because of these physical limitations that had accompanied Rosella. Her mother chose a private school for her. Rosella loved music, and at the age of 5, she began learning to play the piano with excellent results. She was artistic too. She loved to draw, and she also had a huge love for children, who were often at the center of her drawings. She was also very fond of animals and nature as they were created by God. However, she also wishes to play and have the company of her friends, but her little friends at the same time do not like being at home too much. And to make matters worse, Rosella was not able to go out often, and her encounters with her peers were rare, because they weren't always understanding with her physical defects and limitations. Neither do they have the patience to stay close to her when the disease prevents her from going out. Even if everything in life seems to be slowly taken away from her, Rosella is tenacious and does not abandon hope, as she herself defines them, useless hopes. She is certain that she will be able to improve herself both physically and aesthetically. Like all teenagers of our time, she has her goals and ambitions. She longs to be able to accomplish a couple of things in life, like becoming a professional at playing the piano and having a family of her own, a husband and children whom she has always loved ever since she was little. Rosella had even adopted a child in Africa, and it was this child who she helped financially with whatever small amount she had. The most difficult period in her life began when she turned 18, as this was when she began to feel inhabited by total emptiness and surrounded except for her mother. Rosella enters into deep darkness, like Christ on the cross in his agony. She goes through the darkest night of her life. She feels her life like a tunnel whose walls crush her. Undoubtedly, Rosella was a wounded woman, wounded in the body and wounded in the heart. Rosella was aware of her weakness and the limits in her body that prevented her from living a normal life. For some years, the family moved to Acerra, and in 1992, the Acerra Church meets in a conference, the place where Rosella opens up to a turning point in her life. Wounded by illness and by relational difficulties, where she was at that point of doubting God's love and existence, Rosella dramatically knocked on the door of God's heart. During a diocesan meeting, she receives a light that would guide her to the answer of her prayers. She sought help and talked with wise clergymen, experiencing the warm presence of the Christian community. She met Don Aldo Giordano, who then became a new spiritual guide, who then guides and gives her a different perspective to look at her illness with new eyes and to see how suffering is a gift. God helped her to understand that it is precisely through her weakness and fragility that God loves her even more. Rosella knows well that in those moments when she despised her life, Christ was with her precisely in those terrible moments, and that surrendering to his crucified love was a deep leap into Gethsemane to truly live. Now, Rosella does not speak of a physical healing, but instead speaks of the discovery of joy, which is a gift from God. Rosella starts to decentralize and puts the suffering of others first. In the meantime, she begins to practice the sacraments with deep joy. She weaves relationships with the needy, and she begins to be formed on the lives of the saints. Rosella follows a true path of formation and growth in Christ. She had found a mission, which was to transform her pains into suffering for others. While her faith grows, her love expands to every soul in the world, like when they tell her that in order to live, she has to face an extremely painful operation in her spine with an uncertain outcome, which could even be fatal. Even though others advised her not to go forward with the operation, she accepts to take the risk and only whispers, "What will happen will only be God's will. I will offer everything, my suffering for all those who suffer the most, those alone, the abandoned, the saddest." She goes to have an operation in the United States, and demonstrating that she is aware of the risk she is taking, she asks to be able to confess and receive Holy Communion. Even in the anguish of uncertainty, she keeps her smile and turns it into a gift for everyone. Rosella is always smiling, and she establishes a serene and trusting relationship with the head physician, who will operate her, and with the paramedical staff. The distance from home, combined with the unknown outcome of the operation, does not disturb the solidity of her faith. Rosella faces the surgery on the 8th of September, but she does not pass the next phase. In all these fears and sufferings, the Lord visits her with Holy Communion, which she ardently receives on Saturday, September the 17th. She confides to her mother that when they return home, she would have liked to adopt another child in Africa. But Rosella later died on Sunday, September the 18th, 1994, at 3 p.m., aged 22. During her funeral, before concluding the celebration, her mother Lucia read some parts of Rosella's will, in which she reminds her parents to always be happy and that everyone should live and spread love and joy to every soul on earth without expecting anything in return. She also promises to pray for us in heaven. Servant of God, Rosella Petrelese, pray for us.